This is Tamara with the WGXC news for Wednesday, September 30th. You can go to newsroom.wgxc.org for more information about anything you hear here, including links to all the local publications, Twitter feeds, blogs, newspapers, magazines, and more at newsroom.wgxc.org.
Michael DeMassey is reporting in the Albany Business Review that the Albany Times Union newspaper is offering buyouts. Announced in a staff memo on September the 28th, the buyouts are available to all of the paper's employees who get 2 weeks' pay for every year of service with a minimum of 15 weeks and a maximum of 52 weeks. Guild President Tim O'Brien said in a posting on his website, and I quote, "We do not like to see any more positions cut as our members are doing more and more work with pay that has been stagnant for 8 years. On the other hand, we would much rather see employees leave voluntarily with cash in their pocket and health care coverage," end quote. Matthew Hamilton is reporting at Capital Confidential that New York Governor Andrew Cuomo signed two architecture-related bills on September the 25th, one making mushrooms a state crop and another protecting consumers from imitation birch and walnut syrups. Under the bill, actively managed log-grown woodland mushrooms now fall under the state's definition of crops, livestock, and livestock products. The other agriculture-related act now makes it illegal to produce imitation birch or walnut syrups without labeling all of the ingredients. You can read that full story in Capital Confidential, a Times Union blog.
Arthur Hannigan Gilson is reporting in the Register Star that the proposed affiliation between Columbia Memorial Hospital and Albany Medical Center received preliminary state approval on Thursday. Speaking publicly about the plan for the first time, hospital president and CEO J.P. Callahan called the agreement, quote, "truly unique," unquote. He said, quote, "It's not a merger or consolidation. It's not a sale, and it's not an acquisition or a takeover. It's most accurately described as an affiliation of our respective organizations that allows us to take advantage of one another's strengths," unquote. Under the plan, Columbia Memorial would maintain its own corporate identity, management structure, medical staff, and employees, and keep its own board of trustees and foundation. The affiliation would integrate the clinical and administrative functions of both hospitals. Columbia Memorial maintains the change would make the delivery of health services more efficient and stable in the region, while also saving costs. According to the Times Union, the Hudson-based hospital lost $2.2 million in 2013, more than $500,000 in 2014, and nearly $400,000 in the first half of 2015. The final say rests with the State Public Health and Planning Council, which will consider the proposal at its October 8th meeting. Read the full story in the Register Star. Jim Plank is reporting in the Daily Mail that the annual Greene County property tax auction brought in more than $1 million. County Treasurer Peter Marcoux said Tuesday, September 29th, the sale of real estate lost to back taxes was, to the best of his knowledge, a record high. Marcoux said a total of 85 parcels were sold at the auction held earlier this month. The net gain to the county, he said, was more than $500,000. The entire process was managed by the combined real estate auction firms of Harif Auction and Realty of Shroon Lake and Absolute Auctions and Realty of Pleasant Valley. Read the full story in the Daily Mail. Claire Hughes is reporting at Capital Confidential that State Attorney General Eric Schneiderman has called on federal officials to develop standards for child-resistant packaging and put warning labels on liquid nicotine and other novel tobacco products in an effort to curb poisoning among children. The request comes in the midst of a surge of use in e-cigarettes, which are filled with liquid nicotine. A single teaspoon of liquid nicotine can be lethal to a child, and smaller amounts can cause severe illness, often requiring trips to the emergency room. Last year, an 18-month-old Montgomery County boy died after ingesting liquid nicotine left in a bottle within his reach. His death is believed to be the first in the country from liquid nicotine poisoning. New York enacted legislation earlier this year requiring that liquid nicotine be sold in childproof packaging. Read the full story in Capital Confidential, a Times Union blog. Today is Wednesday, September 30th, 2015, the fifth Wednesday of the month, and WGXC is unaware of any recurring public meetings scheduled for today. The National Weather Service in Albany has instituted a flood watch in effect through Thursday morning, October 1st, for all of east central New York and western New England. Heavy rainfall will continue to fall across the area into Wednesday morning for weakening to light rain Wednesday afternoon. Rainfall rates could exceed an inch per hour at times. Total rainfall amounts of 2 to 4 inches are still expected at this time. Locally, higher amounts are possible where bands of heavy rain move across. Again, today, this forecast, rain, mainly before 2 p.m., then a chance of showers after 2 p.m. The rain could be heavy at times. Temperatures will fall to around 60 by 5 p.m., and the low is 47 tonight. Thursday, a slight chance of showers before 9 a.m., then a slight chance of showers after 3 p.m., mostly cloudy Thursday, with a high near 58 and a low around 45. Friday, more rain, cloudy with a high near 55. More rain Friday night, too, with a low around 46. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre.